Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:15 on this Friday morning, December 2nd. Live and direct we go to Atlanta, Georgia, where we find Jeff Nowak, sports reporter for WWL. How you doing, Jeff? I presume you're in Atlanta. That's what they told me.
I sure am. And I will say I appreciate being on Eastern time when I talk to you, because
ooh,
I've already had breakfast. I've already had my coffee. I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go and get going on your day. So what will today consist of? What are you doing? Interviewing players? What is the deal for the SEC championship game?
Well, we talked to Brian Kelly and Kirby Smart yesterday. I don't think there's going to be any player ability today. I'm really just going to use today to go kind of canvassing and find out how many LSU fans really made the trip. I wasn't able to do that yesterday because my flight was delayed 3 hours, so I missed some of that time. But I got here.
That's gonna
be my plan for today. Is kind of work around. I'm going to go to the stadium. Got to pick up my credential anyway, so I'm going to check that out. And I'm sure there'll be a good contingent of LSU fans out. So
I asked Tim,
spend the day with
Tim Zimmer that earlier, Jeff, if it was going to be like a home game for Georgia in the Mercedes-Benz, what do they call it? The Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Not Georgia Dome anymore. Yeah. do you expect a big contingent? Do you see money on a plane that you were on?
There were a few LSU fans. At least I saw a few LSU shirts. I imagine a lot of the fans will be coming in today. I was here in 2019 for both the SEC championship and the Peach Bowl, and that year it was definitely not, it did not feel like a Georgia home game. It felt very much like a neutral site. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's similar today. You know, I think Georgia for, a large contingent of Georgia fans will be assuming a win in this game. You know, it's not, they're going to make the college football playoff even with a loss. So there might not be as much energy around it, even if it's just a drive down the road. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting to see. But I expect a pretty good contingent of LSU fans, mainly because they haven't had much to cheer for in the last 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, this is the kind of the first, like, real chance to go out and support the team in a championship environment since 2019. And it feels like we've lived a lifetime since then with the pandemic and everything.
I
expect there to be some really good energy.
We had a big meeting with the CEO on Wednesday. I was talking about it. Thursday, whatever day it was. I know I saw you there. Are you happy with your accommodations? Or is the company taking care of you? I just want to make sure everything's all right.
Well, yeah, I'm at the official media hotel because they give the media a real good deal. So I'm in the thick of it.
All right. Okay, just making sure.
Those scooters. You know, I like to scoot around.
Do they really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so let's talk about LSU. I told Mike to tell you this earlier. I had a feeling before the Alabama game. I'm trying to think what the other game was I had a feeling for. But you know how psychology is. Sometimes you only remember, you got a feeling before all of them, and you only remember the ones where they pan out. Do you think LSU has a legitimate chance in this game?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, if Georgia plays how Georgia can play, right? If Georgia comes out and plays like the number one team in the country, I have a hard time seeing LSU be competitive. They're just that talented, right? And so if you get their A game, I'm not sure LSU has the depth. Maybe 2 years from now when the Brian Kelly recruiting class is hit. But this year it's going to be about LSU needs to play their best game of the season and probably hope that Georgia sleeps on them a little bit. But I do think that if LSU can get out fast, if Jaden Daniels can move around and run, Brian Kelly told us that his ankle was better. I don't know how quickly an ankle can recover and if he's less than 100% and not able to run around the way he normally does, that would be a very, very difficult thing to overcome for this offense because he has been everything for this LSU team. He's the leading rusher on this team. So if they can get out fast, if they can get out to a lead and allow that defense to kind of play downhill, I think they have a chance. But if they get down 2-3 scores at any point, I don't think that they're going to have it. It'd be like waves on a beach. I just don't see them having enough. It's kind of like playing Alabama. I've said a few times, Georgia is the new Alabama. If you punch them in the mouth early and make them kind of climb uphill, you have a chance. If you just give them, if you let them see the finish line at any point, you're done. But again, Georgia doesn't have a ton to play for in this game other than saying they're the SEC champions, right? Like their ambitions are much higher than putting another SEC trophy on the mantle. Like they're going to be in the college football playoffs. So I think there's a chance that you get a less than focused Georgia team in this matchup.
That is what I'm counting on. I hope I'm right. I wouldn't bet on it, but I'm counting on it. I'm not betting on it. I'm counting on it. More with Jeff Noah.
I mean, if you're betting and you're looking at that 17.5 point spread, I think I'd bet LSU.
Well, you know, Jeff, it is until it isn't. And going to your point about getting behind, if it's 14-0 at the end of the first quarter, you may as well go do something else. I'm not trying to say anything bad about LSU. I'm just saying it's going to be tough to come back from that. And with that being said, 17 seems like a lot until it's 14-0, right?
Yeah, so I kind of look at this, and I think Christian Garrick had the same take, which is like, I don't think they're going to come back and win if they get down 14-0. But I could see them covering through the back door, right?
That's
because they're going to keep playing.
That's right.
And it's really not that difficult to cover 17.5. when the other team is up by 21 in the fourth quarter, and all you have to do is, you know, just get in the end zone once. And Jaden, you have to really want to stop Jaden Daniels to stop Jaden Daniels, right? Like if you're kind of phoning it, he's going to run all over you. And so it wouldn't shock me to see LSU be down 4 scores and then put up like win the fourth quarter 14-0 as Georgia is just kind of running out the clock
and so, playing their backups. You know,
yeah, if I'm a better, I like that 17.5 line, actually, even though I don't think that LSU is going to win.
You're talking me into it, Jeff. You're talking me into it here. 7:21, we'll take a break, come back. Talking with Jeff Nowak from Atlanta, sports reporter for LSU. LSU in the SEC championship game against Georgia. We got all the action for you here. We'll also talk some Saints Monday Night Football when we come back against the Buccaneers. 7:21, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Jeff Nowak, sports reporter for WWL, talking about LSU in Georgia. We already have. He's there for the SEC championship game. And, of course, you'll be part of the pregame coverage, I'm presuming, tomorrow. Hey, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the Saints. Cam Jordan making a point, really, that let's throw everything else out. Let's just look at the snapshot. And the snapshot is you're not that far out of a playoff spot. You what, one game out? And you're playing the person that you're behind, the team that you're behind this weekend?
Yeah, they're a game and a half out because the Bucs have played one fewer game, right? So that's kind of in the balance, right? They could be a game out if the Bucs drop that kind of extra game, right? The Saints are on a bye next week. Mm-hmm. So if the Bucs went out and lost, then it would be one game. But, yeah, I mean, we put out another episode of Inside Black and Gold today where we kind of reset the NFC South race, so we talk a lot about this, but you know, it really, when you kind of break it down, if the Saints were 8-4 and the Bucs were 9-3, right, versus where we are now, that's the same scenario. It would just feel a lot different in terms of how confident you are that the Saints could win a couple games on the stretch of the season. But, I mean, this is where you would want to be. You would want to be within a game of the number one team in the division with a chance to beat them and kind of put yourself ahead of them. So, you know, it really... As annoying as it is, as annoying as I'm sure it is for Saints fans to hear this week after week after week, everything the Saints want to accomplish is still out in front of them because of the state of the NFC South. So to me, this game is, you know, this is a playoff game.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If you go out and win that game, everything feels different. And you feel like you are now in control of the division, and you just have to find a way to win a couple games on the stretch. If you lose, I'm ready to stop talking about how even the Saints can win this NFC South. Because if you lose this game and you're down 2.5 games plus the tiebreaker, that to me, but with 4 games to go, that would pretty much stick a fork in them, I think.
But you do, again, have to just look at the numbers and where you are. And if you get healthy, who knows what could happen? All you got to do is get in the playoffs. Then it's a different season completely. You know that. So Saints playing on Monday night, 7:15. Then they have the bye week. Then they come back with the Falcons at home. That time is still to be determined, I think. Then you're playing the Browns.
It'll be a Saturday game.
What's that? It is a Saturday game?
Yeah, so they come back against the Falcons on Saturday. So it's going to be a weird couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. We're going to go a whole month without seeing the Saints play on a Sunday, which that's probably never – I don't know if that's ever happened before.
That is odd.
The Saints, they play on Monday, right? Then they have a week off. Then they come back against the Falcons on Saturday. And one of the reasons I think you put them on Saturday in that game is because the next game is a Christmas Eve matchup against the Browns, also on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So it actually worked out really well for the Saints because they end up playing two Saturday games, but they never have a short week because they obviously don't have to play on a short week after the Monday game with the week off. And then they don't have to play on a short week for either Saturday game because they obviously have the extra time and then they have a full week. And then they actually get a long week after that. So they actually, from a rest perspective, they're in really good shape. And they are finally starting to get healthy. Marshawn Lattimore has been back at practice the last 2 weeks. He didn't play last week, but there is a chance that he goes this week if he can get enough work in throughout the practice week. We're going to get the game day designations today, so we'll have a better picture. Pete Werner got back to practice. He's going to be close. Erik McCoy's return window is getting near. So, I mean, if they can win this game, and then you kind of – have time to lick your wounds and get everyone back on the field, and you start to say, okay, this is the team it was supposed to be. They're right there. There is some reason for optimism. Now, if I'm a Saints fan and I'm hearing that, I'm like, please stop. I am tired of this. You say this every week, but that's the beauty of the NFC South this season is every week we can keep saying it because no one seems to want to win it.
We got to go, but we talked about the bye being late, and it just seems like it's coming at the right time for the Saints. And then you look at the schedule. The Eagles could have clinched everything by that time. Let's see what happens. Thank you, Jeff. Travel safely. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Mark Rosa. You bet. Managing Your Money with Mark, President and CEO, Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. I know we're a little bit late, but I got to do this. I played that long French clip before, and I was asking you to identify it. I had to play it in its entirety, but I got to play this now to give you a little bit of a hint. Okay, here we go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.